Minions, did you know Sky Broadband Superfast guarantees your speed?
But then I could get a chat with
them. No, Stuart, it doesn't guarantee you'll win the game.
Okay.
Or that your video will go viral. Or that you'll match with the love of your life. But Sky Broadband Superfast does guarantee the speed we promised or money back. Ooh. So reliable, it's minion-proof. Sky, believe in better. Sky Fibre areas only. Speed measured to hub. Must drop below min download speed for 3 consecutive days. 1 month subscription refund. Claim up to twice in midterm after first fortnight. See sky.com.
I'm walking a bit more these days, especially for those need to escape. Fancy a quick bite and a chin wag in the park type trips. It's not just squeezing in some exercise. It's, you know, seeing a bit more of the neighbourhood. River boats, park life. Easy, little fella. Wherever you're going, there's good in every journey when you bike it or walk it. Download the TfL Go app to find walking and cycling routes. To the Mayor of London and TfL, every journey matters.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and I'm with, as usual, the gorgeous, talented, lovely, sweet, scrumptious little Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm good. How are things going with you?
Things are going so well. We are Crappens on demand today. We forgot to announce that for yesterday's Ronnie recap, so we're going to announce it right away. Yeah. And we're both rolling our face.
Because it's a very stressful day. I've got to roll my face.
I don't want the tears to come. Rolling my face.
I don't want to cry. Honey. You know how difficult it is being a southern woman in elevators.
I don't want to cry. Nothing in the world. I don't remember the last of the lyric. Can make me feel this way.
Everybody, thank you for being here. As Ben said, this is a Crappens on Demand episode, so check that out. Also, our bonus this week is most likely going to be Top Chef. We might change our mind last second, but either way, that bonus will be out this week. So check that out tomorrow, to be exact. Okay. Lots of fun recaps. Yeah. If you want to become a member for Crappens on Demand or just regular old bonus episodes, go to patreon.com/watchwithcrappens. Okay. Sign up at the $1, the $5, whatever level you want. You want to be a premium sponsor? Sign up that level. Okay. Be sure when you sign up, it confuses people. So every once in a while, I like to just remind you how to do it. When you go sign up, I know it looks like we're charging you a crazy amount of money. We are not. That is how Patreon was set up in the beginning, to charge by the episode. And to change it would be a huge pain in the ass. So we're not charging you a ton. Just pick whatever level you want. Decide in your mind what level you're comfortable giving. And then at the end of the sign up, you will see something where you can cap your amount. It'll say total amount you want to spend per month. So that's it. Okay. For $5, you can get all the videos that we've ever done. For $1 a month, you can get all the bonuses we've ever done. So you see, it's easy. Do it. You'll love it.
It's really easy, and it's really fun. And also at the $2 level, there's a Discord community, which is really wonderful. Everyone's just very nice, and everyone just is polite. And on top of that, there's usually a weekly Zoom that happens amongst the Discord community. It's a really cool thing. So go do it. And that way, also, when we put things on bonus episodes, you just always have access to them. It's not an ish. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get on to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The ladies are still in Tahoe doing their thing. And we open with a scene of Lisa Rinna brushing her teeth, which I have not been able to stop staring at ever since. Okay? I even made a gif of it.
That?
You can go to our Instagram if you want to see it. Because it's just, it's fascinating because her lips are so humongous. It looks like she, I don't know, it's huge lips and this tiny, I've just always wondered, how does she brush her teeth? that's rough. When you give yourself lips that huge, what do you do? It's like she's trying to clean the inside of a very tight lifeboat, basically. And so I just made a gif and I leave it up on my computer and just stare at it and stare at it and stare at it.
Reminds me of when Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith flew a little spaceship into the mothership of Independence Day. And that's what it's like. The lips are like the mothership. And then the toothbrush is just this little thing that's like,
So here, I'm going to show you right now because we are on Crap Happens on Demand.
Wow. Look at that. Her lips are extra glossy, too.
Yeah, because she's got her Lisa Rinna glass.
Yeah, this is much more of a life. It's like a life ring. I see what you're saying.
And there's something about it. It's just trippy. Like, if you start looking at it, you cannot stop watching it on a loop.
Yeah, so it's very crazy.
That's all I came away with on this episode was Lisa Rinna brushing her teeth. I mean, to me, that's like the most important scene that happened. So,
but what's also interesting is that it's like the previously and we climaxed last episode with Sutton being like, I am going to bring Crystal her jacket because that's what a good friend does. Crystal, I'm coming in. And it goes to be continued. And then it's like, and then we're like, ooh, what's going to happen? And then we just come back to Rinna brushing her teeth in the morning. I was like, wait, I wanted to see the rest of that scene.
It does become a huge drama, but not until the very end, which is super weird. That whole scene was super weird. I'm going to need some guidance through that because I didn't really understand what was happening. Okay. So we're going to need some guidance there. Very deep show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Okay. I mean, get some pins, get some string, and try and figure out what's going on here.
Exactly. And I wonder if they're going to go on another trip, because in the trailer, there's this scene where Rinna goes, what's wrong? What's wrong with being fake? And Kyle's like, Rinna. And Kyle, it's like, it's in the morning and it looked like they were in Tahoe. Did that get edited out? This is a really uninteresting point that I'm making, but I feel like it's pressing in my mind. Like, where'd that scene go? Maybe it'll come, but I haven't seen it. So, either way, everyone's waking up, brushing their hair. Rinna's in a bucket hat. I don't know why, but she's in one. It's like it bothers me. I don't know. Like, I feel like Kathy Hilton can do that weird bucket hat thing. I just don't like it on Rinna. And so now Rinna's sitting with Garcelle. Hi, Garcelle.
Hi.
Good morning.
There's weather outside.
It's weather.
Did you see the sun? There's sun outside. It's like another awkward moment between those two. And
I feel so bad for my parents, by the way. Can I just say, I feel so bad for my parents because I'm going to New York at the end of this week, and I will be podcasting from my childhood home all of next week, which means that my parents will be sitting there and hearing Garcelle out of my bedroom.
Poor things. They're going to be hearing Lisa Rinna screaming. They're going to be hearing the New York ladies who are all screaming. And then they're going to hear the Shaw's recaps, which they're all screaming.
Oh, God.
They've got quite a week.
Bitches be like, bitch lost 40 pounds. My parents be like,
were texting someone about putting your penis in her asshole.
Gasa!
Okay, so Crystal comes down and Garcelle's like, oh, well, good morning, Crystal. How'd you sleep? And she's like, well, in solid 2-hour chunks, which on any other show, they would have been like, why aren't you sleeping? What's wrong? But this is Beverly Hills. So they just let that go right by.
She's like, I slept in, solid Lion King length chunks,
Yeah.
So Kyle, we hear that Kyle, Sutton, and Kathy were up the latest last night. And then we see the Chiron, 11:37 p.m. I'm like, ooh, 11:30. Wow.
Yeah.
Such bad, naughty girls.
And in the clip, Kathy and Kyle are cracking up and like literally rolling on the floor laughing. And Sutton's just sitting there, left out again. It's like Sutton stayed up late so she could start feeling less left out. And now she's with these two jokers.
I feel like I came to an insane asylum.
So Erica joins them and she's in her sunglasses and she's like, I want to know how you feel, Crystal, because you're getting a lot of heat and it's not fair in my opinion, and I don't lie, I don't like it when it's not warranted. So
shut up, Erica. Like, Erica hates every like older mother type figure, and she's being nice to Sutton, but she's always making comments like, oh, there's Sutton, the Southern woman. It's like, oh, yeah, we know what you think of the older blonde Southern women in your life. Okay, so she embraces it.
She embraces it when it's convenient for her. Like, oh, well, we're just two Southern ladies, fucking Southern lady. Garcelle thinks that there's something's going on with Sutton because she's just been acting out, and And Rinna wants to get to the underlying cause that's creating all these emotional moments for Sutton.
Sutton's fucking crazy. That's what the underlying emotional cause is. And I don't mean it crazy like everybody, like, don't say people with mental. It's not that. Like, she acts cuckoo bird, you know, because that comes up later in the episode. And it's not that. She does act like a cuckoo bird. It doesn't mean necessarily mental institution crazy, but she was like this last year. And I'm glad that this was a clip show episode, too, where they just show 100 clips, because we got those clips of last year where she showed up to that party mad that Rinna's makeup guy, the party was for him or whatever, the Maloof kid or whatever. And she's I have a problem with this. Let the mouth go. Let the mouth go. That is enough. That is it. You let it go. Now you are. That is enough. Like, what the fuck? Who is this lady?
Yeah, she's crazy. So they're just like breakfast and everything. And so Rinna decides that she's going to go check in on Sutton downstairs. So she goes to Sutton's room and she's like, hi, Sutton. Hi, it's Rinna. You want to do yoga? I just brushed my teeth. I used Mentadent because I meant it. I'm being honest. Okay, how are you? How are you?
And Sutton's like, well, I'm carrying my roller with me. Okay, I've got a roller. And Rinna's like, I love rollers. I love face rollers. That is so crazy. We are like sisters. I love rollers. So Sutton's like got this purple like little dildo looking thing out. Honey dipper to Ben, dildo to me. I guess that shows the difference between us. But she just starts rolling her face. And she's like, it gives me anxiety relief.
Well, you know what? I'm a little angry. You know, I'm upset because something was going on at the table and I did not know about it. So my paranoia kicked in. Oh, gotta roll. Gotta roll. Okay, here come the tears. Gotta roll those tears away. Keep those tears in. Roll them away. Roll them away.
And Rinna goes, are you rolling because you're going to cry? She's rolling because she's going to cry. It's like, it's just come with me all day because I don't want a situation where there's one person who feels out on a limb. Okay. Oh, no, that's Rinna. Sutton says, it's coming with me all day. I'm just so stressed. And Rinna's like, well, I don't want a situation where there's just one person who feels out on a limb, okay? I mean, listen, Sutton, if you need to fuck Brandy Glanville, just do it and talk about it on camera. That's all we ask. That's all we ask.
That's all we need from you. So then Kyle joins, and Rinna's like, Kyle! I'm telling her that if she needs to cry, let it out. And Kyle goes, she has been. She's like, this bitch won't stop.
And Sutton's like,
well, you told me I was too sensitive.
Yeah. She's like, you said I look crazy crying. And then we see the night before where Kyle grabs her arm and she's like, stop crying because you look crazy. Okay. You're being overly sensitive. Fucking pay attention. Pay attention.
Kyle's like, well, I said you were being irrational and that's the truth. And Sutton goes, well, let me add irrational to the list because I have a list of all the names I've been called.
Literal list. Hold on. Literal list.
Don't worry. My roller's also a pen. One moment here. Okay. Oh, it's rolling the paper's cheek now.
She whips out her phone where she is actually keeping a list of all the names that she's been called.
Oh,
she's
my goodness.
Like, I've been called ridiculous, crazy, paranoid, irrational, too sensitive. Got it. I got it. Okay. Thank you. I got it.
And Rinna goes, defensive. Add defensive. Add defensive on that list. Okay.
So then Rinna, who is now the victim. You know, Rinna was like the big villain. She has been the big villain for a while. But now, of course, Rinna's a victim. So she's like, well, if I had my own list, there would be Wanker. Oh, you're a wanker, Ken. Crazy, nut job, schizo, evil, cut fitness, bitch, worst fucking friend on the planet. I'm sure there's more. Like, yeah. You know, unfortunately, you guys are keeping lists of things you've been called, but you're also keeping lists of labels, like actual descriptors. Okay. Maybe instead of keeping the list to get back at other people, you should read them and consider them. Okay. Consider.
Mm-hmm.
Consider those lists.
So Rinna decides, her whole thing is that she's saying Satnam now for yoga, because she wants she can do yoga. So she leaves, she goes, Satnam, Google it, don't put it on your list, just Google it. So then she walks out and Kyle goes, I've never heard of that, and I've been taking yoga for years.
Kyle
made me laugh twice in the scene.
Crystal and Garcelle go to get coffee together, and Garcelle's like, so what are you feeling, Crystal? And she's like, well, I have mixed feelings, because, like, I mean, it's like, Sutton, she just gets set off all the time. She says, yes, well, I heard you had a talk, so I'll pretend to be interested in that. What was that all about? She's like, well, you know, Kyle and Sutton, I was at the bar with Kyle and Sutton, and we were talking about how you resolve stuff with Kyle. And then Sutton starts yelling, like, it's not all about race. And, like, she came at me pretty hard. Okay, she came at me pretty hard.
I just want to say that after we're done talking about this, can we discuss the crazy hair of the barista at this place? I mean, that was a sight. So then we go over to Rinna, and she's like, Satnam! Satnam Yoga! And Kyle is with Sutton telling her that she has to apologize to Crystal. And she goes, what? Roller. I want you to know, by the way, the reason why I love this roller is I'm stranded on an island for about 4 years, and this is the only friend I had. I call it Dilson. Anyway, what do I have to apologize for? I'm not going to apologize to someone for something I'm not sorry for. I'm like, she's way like, to go, Sutton. Yeah, killing
she's,
it.
She's killing like, it. I'm trying to help you here. She goes, I won't do it. I will not do it. And Crystal's like, look, I don't even need apologies. Like, we don't have to be friends. And Crystal says, oh, well, it will come to a head. And she's like, it's not at the head already?
This isn't the head yet. This isn't the head? This is normal people head. This is not reality show head. Trust me.
Garcelle's like, listen, this is the first time I haven't brought sage. Okay, I should have brought it. So now the ladies are gathering in a living room telling each other how great they look.
Well, look at you in a coat. You have a coat on. Oh my God, you look fabulous. You look amazing in a coat.
You're wearing a vest. So then Sutton comes in. She's like, Hi, Crystal. Hi, Crystal. Real smooth there, Sutton. Real smooth.
Yeah, and Crystal's like, hi, how are you? And Rinna comes in like one of those caution tape colored construction jacket things. And it says Rinna on the back really big. And Crystal's like, wow, in case we don't know who you are. Great.
Yeah. In case we couldn't tell by the giant lips. So they go to the lake, and Kyle's like, have we ever had a good boat ride? Which is like, cue the clips of boat rides from the past. The answer is no. They always had terrible boats. And so they're on this, it's sort of like a yacht, like a small yacht on Lake Tahoe. And the captain, the best dressed captain in the history of Bravo boats, I would have to say. Normally they're more just like either like Captain Lee style or something. This guy was like, he was fully expecting Meghan Markle and Harry. Like, you have like the buttons and everything, the hat, the cuffs, like everything. I was like, for Lake Tahoe? Really? Wow. Well, I'm impressed, sir. Good job.
And Sutton goes to the bar to order a drink. And just as someone in service, I mean, Sutton does that thing where she orders accusatorily, which makes me crazy. So it puts me on the defensive every time I wait on somebody like this. You don't have grapefruit juice, do you? It's like, could you just ask about grapefruit? Why would you ask me, like, I'm purposely not going to have grapefruit juice for you? Like, why would you think that I don't? Like, I'm so offended now watching this.
Why start from such a place of negativity, right? Yeah. So, yeah, she orders a drink, and she's like, okay, keep going. Oh, God, he's not going. Don't cry. Get the roller out. He's not going. Keep going. Keep going.
Are you depressed?
Okay, now I'm actually talking to my roller.
Faster. Yeah. Do you need me to roll your face? Keep pouring, stupid.
Keep going. He's not going. Who's making a prank? Is someone pranking me? Keep going.
Yeah, but he is like that's lame. When I say I want more, pour the fucking shit in there. Don't just be like drip, drip, drip.
Who are you
drip,
saving it for?
Drip, drip. Yeah, exactly. I'm an alcoholic. Pour it in there, okay? Pour it like you mean it. So Garcelle and Erica.
Oh, I was just going to say that then Crystal gives the most half-hearted version of the thing that everyone has to say. I'm the king of the world.
Oh, is that Crystal?
She's like, fine, I'll do it. It was. I looked at it. It was Crystal. She was just standing there. She's, I'm the king of the world. She's, fine, I'll do it. Newbie. Guys, I'm the king of the world.
My husband didn't direct that one, but we know who did. Okay, we know him. So,
does anyone have a baby lion I can lift up with my hands, though? I can do that. That really works for me.
So Garcelle and Eric are off to the side, and Garcelle's, you know, just making small talk. And so she asks if Eric has talked to Tom, and Tom's like, Tom,
Of course. Spoke to him this morning. He's good. You know, he's at the firm, Tom. He's at the firm. You might know the book. It's written by Tom Grisham, you know, which Tom had a lot to do with because Tom is a lawyer. He is a fucking attorney, girl. And let me tell you something. That guy wants to work. He dedicated his life to the law. And that is first and foremost. God bless him. It is who he is. And he just loves it. And I love him. All these days we spent together. Tom being Tom. The love of the century.
Okay, Erica, you're pouring your own little thing. I've never heard you talk about Tom this much. Please stop. We know what you're doing, Erica. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I just love when people are who they say they are. And that's who I am. When you see me, you get what you see. And Tom, wow, gotta love him. He just works and works and works. Gotta love him. I know I do. I officially love him. That's why I'm married to him. And we'll be continue to be married to him after this boat ride is over for the next 4 days. All right.
What do I have on my lip? Oh, damn, crap is on demand.
Did you bite yourself?
Huh? It's like dry skin or something. No. I literally can't bite myself. I would. Okay, so then Dorit. It just cuts to Dorit going, look! It ducks! Look at the ducks over there. And so there's like seagulls flying around. And Kyle's like, oh my God, that bird is going to poop on my head. And so the bird does start circling them and stuff. And then comes to this poor thing just wants food. And you're coming to the cast of Beverly Hills. You're in the wrong place, buddy. Okay.
No, I think this bird has actually watched this show before. It's like, oh, yes, my dream has come true. I get to shit on Kyle Richards. Okay, I'm doing it, guys. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. She's like, of course.
It's the Ronnie bird up there.
So then the gull is sort of circling around and then finally just like settles down on the railing and all the girls just like, ah, they like run away except for Kathy. And she's like, am I the only one that's not a drama queen?
Yeah, like calm down. So then Erica and Dorit are sitting next to each other. They're all kind of sitting together. And Erica's like,
Sutton looks like she's going to cry. It's like, Sid, someone feel a certain way. It puts my stomach in knots.
And I thought it was going to be her saying like, oh, poor Sutton. Seeing Sutton alone like that, that's so sad. But she's not. She's Same. Like, look at Sutton about to go crazy. And then we see the clips of let the mouth go, Dorit. Let the mouth go.
Yeah, Dorit's stomach is in knots, not because she feels so terrible, but because she is afraid of what will happen to her in this situation.
Yeah. So Erica's like, what's going on, yo bitch? And Sutton's like, nothing. I'm good. I'm fine. Really? What's going on, mother? She's like, nothing. I'm fine. I mean, what do you need me to crawl up there on y'all's laps to prove it? I'm fine. But then she does the wiping her eyes thing under her glasses. Like, Sutton.
Yeah. She's like, her chin is basically quivering. And Kathy's like, well, she's recharging. I mean, someone asked me that question. I'm the type that starts to cry. I mean, do you want to cry? You want to cry? Because I would cry. I would totally cry right now. Look at that seagull.
I'd be crying right now.
You want to cry? You want to cry with a seagull?
I want to cry for you. Frankly, you're so sad right now. I want to cry for you. Want to?
So Sutton basically, she goes and she pulls Crystal to have a conversation. And she gets out the roller. The roller has come onto the boat. And she's like, this is my self-soother. I'm using it today, Dilson. I had a rough night last night. Like, being called ridiculous didn't make me feel great because I don't like name calling. And I feel like you can be very abrupt to me.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Name calling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're laughing. And obviously, I really am upset. Is that on my list? Am I upset? Yeah, and like, I mean, sarcasm, this isn't the time for it.
I mean, not even being sarcastic at all, Sal. Well, I just want to hear your side because you know what? I think you were upset with me too. And she's like, listen, I had nothing to do with the pranks. I tried to get you involved in the prank, and then you tell everyone I kicked you. She goes, well, you did with your foot. You kicked me with your foot. It's like, oh no.
Oh my goodness. And meanwhile, the other women are like, is that, I want to see the Godfather house. Is that the Godfather house?
Where's the Godfather house? Hey, where is it? Is that the Godfather's house? It's the Godfather house.
Mario Puzo. I can say that because I lived in Italy. I was pretty much like Michael Corleone.
So then we, Erica's like, I'll be one of the dancers in the back of that Godfather wedding. Bring me some 20s, girls. So then back to Crystal. Crystal's like, the whole prank had nothing to do with me. I tried to include you. Then you turned on me. And look, you've shown me nothing but that you're an untrustworthy person. And I don't trust being around you. And I don't trust your reactions. And it feels like you're, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it feels like you're kind of manic. That's what I'm getting so far.
And Sutton's like, oh. So she's like, yeah, she's so Crystal's like, you know, she's erratic. She's unbalanced. She's unreasonably emotional. I can't deal with crazy people.
So yeah, she's Sutton's just like, Sutton's like rolling off her face, like little bits of skin start coming off onto the roller.
Yeah, she's like, don't call me crazy. That's not nice to do. And it's not true. Now, excuse me. I got a lint roller that I pull out for the real big moments.
<She's> like, oh. So Crystal says there's no way this is the first time that someone has called her crazy. Okay. I mean, maybe to her face. And Sutton's just like rolling. She's like, you don't even know me. She goes, yeah, but that's all you've shown. Oh, all I've shown you is crazy? Well, fine. I've got a paint roller.
Well, you're in luck because I got one of those things from the car wash that goes on your windshield and I put it right on my face. Now hold on, it sort of has like, lost suction.
How dare you call me?
All right, don't you dare call me crazy. Now apply this vice grip to my face for one moment, please. Thank you. Is that a floaty?
So Crystal's like, there's a bunch of girls that I don't know very well here, okay? And they've all been nothing but open and sweet to me. Well, maybe I'm just a little more complicated than that. And maybe I'm just difficult to know. And Crystal's like, okay, so why are you difficult to know? She's like, well, I'm shy. And I know it doesn't seem like it because I'm so fabulously rich and well-dressed. But I am. And it takes me time to warm up. So, you know, I can trust people. Okay, and I want to get to know you better and have that opportunity with you, but I've just been a nervous wreck since this morning. I mean, I was going to hold on. Could you bring me that Hummer tire? Bring me the Hummer tire, Captain. Thank you. All right, so I was going to leave, but I have just been such a mess of stress.
You know what? If it weren't for this foam roller, I don't know what I'd be able to do. Thank God I have this thing. Oh my goodness, rub away all those tears. I've been a nervous wreck.
Oh God. So Crystal's like, okay, you know. So Sutton goes on and she starts crying and doing that thing where she's holding her sinuses. And she's like, you know, I just listen, I had this fabulous life. Okay, and I think that getting rid of my forever home, you know, it's just I have an emotional ties to it, and I thought I was okay, and I guess I'm not, and it was just harder, and then I pretended it's harder. Crystal just tells us, moving is not an excuse to attack people and act like a crazy person.
I know. Do you know how hard it was? I went from a giant mansion in Bel Air to another giant mansion in Bel Air, but it wasn't ready yet, so I had to go to a different mansion in Bel Air while I wait for the second mansion
to
be fixed.
Hard.
It's so hard. A lot of emotions tied up in that house I lived in for a few years.
Yeah, and Crystal's like, whatever. So Crystal's not having it, but Sutton is still trying, which is really funny. And that is why I still like Crystal, okay, Internet? I don't care what you think. I mean, why I still like Sutton? Because she's still like tap dancing. She's like, okay, but I do apologize and I would love to get to know you, you know, and you got thrown in the mix of my craziness and I'm sorry, but it can still be fun. And Crystal's just like, I'm happy to move forward.
Crystal's like, I cannot deal with this crazy lady anymore. Yeah. So she's like, well, maybe Tahoe's just not our place, you know, and I like your coat. Okay.
Thank you very much.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they are going upstairs meanwhile. Like, is that the Godfather house? Is that the house? Is that it? That's the Godfather house? Like, no, actually, it's not the Godfather house, but it's a famous house. This was it was owned by Laura Josephine Knight, and she decided to buy the whole bay. They're like, what? Laura Josephine Knight? What? Who? Oh my God, Laura Josephine Knight! I'm like, they don't even know who she is. They're like, she bought the whole bay. She bought Laura Josephine Knight. Oh God.
In 1929, a woman owned this whole bay. Where's her ex and how do I fuck him? All right. Oh, sorry, I didn't say that. I love Tom. I love Tom, everybody.
I'm on the phone with my agent. Get me the script for the Laura Josephine night story. I'm at her house. I want to play her. Let's make this happen. Okay, I'm out of breath. I'm so excited.
Oh, so they go back to the house, and someone's like, oh, thanks, Renna, for planning that. What a fun day.
You are so welcome. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I'm so glad.
Calm down, lady. Jeez.
They're so excited about nothing. Actually, they're excited. They do have a good thing to be excited about because the private chef, Osset, I think her name is Osset or Osset, but she made donuts and cookies for them, fresh donuts. Like, donuts! Oh, my God. I can't believe she made us donuts. I can't wait to look at them. Oh, my goodness. So they keep on cutting to
Erica goes,
God bless the chef. Murder that.
And also just is, they just keep cutting to her just over the stove, just not responding. Be like, these fucking bitches. So I made a dinner for them the first night and they nixed that for that fucking burnt salmon. I am not addressing them. These donuts were for production.
Right. Oh gosh. Okay. So they're going to meet up for dinner and Kathy is like, Erica, I expect you to stay up later tonight because it's our last night.
All right, listen, I'm going to let you get away with that, older blonde lady, okay, because you're rich as hell, okay, so you can get away with that. I'll see you later.
Because normally right. She'd be like, how dare you boss me around, old woman?
Yep. So then Kyle and Derek go outside because they're like, oh, we should probably explore some of this property. So they go outside and there's a bocce court and Kyle's like, oh, I've seen this in the movies. I'm like, or like, you know, in random parks or whatever. So they start playing bocce and it's another clip montage of Dorit being like, well, I can't help it if I'm a little bit competitive. And then we see her, you know, climbing things and racing in carts, etc. And then we watch them play bocce, which is not terribly thrilling, but, you know, it happened. Bocce.
And she wins, with Kyle and of Dorit. Course. So then we go to dinner, and Brenda's like,
hi, Satin! I got a vodka! I poured a vodka! I did it for myself! I came down here, and I said, what am I going to have? What do I want to drink? Vodka! And I poured it!
Awesome, just at the stove. Fuck these women. Just at the stove, like, oh, I hate these women. Get them out of my face. So Sutton's all dressed up, but she's still wearing her, like, grizzly bear slippers. Garcelle is like, now where is everyone? Dorit, are you coming? She's like,
keep calling me Dorit and I'm not coming.
So we go through the full on. Oh my God, you look amazing. Oh my God, are those leather? Oh my God, are those Versace? Oh my God, what are those shoes?
Amazing.
You look amazing.
Dorit brings her purse to the to dinner, even though it's like, she's like, wait, goes with the outfit.
She goes, listen, Irka,
I'm bringing my purse. The thing is, it's part of me outfit. I've got a little lipstick in it.
America's like, I get it. All right, I get it.
Oh, those boots are great. And so then Erica is like in some sort of jeans and Kathy's like, honey, did you know, are they supposed to be unbuttoned a little bit or are they supposed to look a little trampy? Maybe pull something over that a little bit, Erica. And she's like, oh, wow, getting styled by Kathy Hilton. I love it. I'm not just saying that to cover up my rage because you are taking the place of my mother in this instance. I love this so much.
I know. I'm waiting to see how long it's going to take for Erica to, like, whip those mommy issues around on Kathy. Because right now she's going to have Sutton, and it looks like she's going to have him on Sutton for a while. But watch out, Kathy, because it's coming.
Yeah.
So then Kyle has to sneeze, and she's like, oh my God, these stitches. It's a stitch up my nose. Arr. And Garcelle goes, so, how many people have had their nose done here? And everyone just gets quiet, and they start playing the Beverly Hills Clown music. It's like, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. So Erica tells us,
well, when people ask what work you've had done, that's an okay question if I can ask you the same. And if you look bad, I'm going to give you a couple of numbers.
What are you talking? What are you talking about? You are the queen of not being, like, you know, upfront about anything in your life. So
well,
what are
I think that Erica no longer has money to pay whatever gays she had standing off camera giving her lines, because she doesn't even make sense this season, you know? And then she's got, like, that just stripe of, like, chalked on makeup on her.
All right, she literally looks like a diner waitress. A very fancy, beautiful one, but a diner waitress.
But ready for a business meeting, because she's not...
Her name should be Flo.
In the
80s. Yeah.
Kiss my grits, male! So Erica's like, well, I did. I guess I'll go first. I had a nose job at 41 years old, and I earned it.
And Rin is like, not for me. No nose job for me. No nose job for me. But my nose actually did have a job at 14, which is younger than any other nose. My nose earned where it is.
My nose already has a callback for the movie about that woman with the house on the lake. Lara Josephine something another.
So the camera keeps Dorit cutting says, to Dorit, because everyone knows that Dorit's had a damn nose job, like, obviously, but Dorit won't say anything. And Kyle's like, yeah, you can do a lot with contouring, but come on, Dorit's lying. And then we see pictures of Dorit's yearbook or whatever next to her face now, which is completely different. And,
it is, although it's a little shady, because in that picture she's smiling, and when you smile, your nose does sort of puff up a little bit more. So it was a little shady. But
still, like, no.
Just want to say it was a little shady. Yeah. But yeah, no, she's totally.
Yeah. So yeah, she's.
I don't
like,
know why I decided.
So
to
then
stand
Kathy's
up on
like, yeah, you're not going to win that one. I'm just going to laugh that one off. So Kathy's like, well, I had a little something done. They all laugh. And then Kyle gets a bloop. Crystal just texted, and she's not coming to dinner. She's not. Garcelle's like,
she's
yeah.
Wrote.
She just sent me yes. A text saying, haven't had a nose job. By the way, losing my shit a little bit up here. And they're like, oh my God, poor thing. Again, any other show, someone would have gone to them and been like, is everything okay?
Yeah, what's no one going checks on her.
Yeah, no one does anything.
They checked on Sutton when she was, like, late to breakfast. They're like, let's all three of us go down there. And Crystal is like, I'm losing my shit a little bit. They're like, oh, well, we're talking about nose job, so we really can't leave. So, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
So Sutton's like, ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize because I do think I was a little strange last night and not quite myself. And figuring out that I've left my dream house, Bobby doll house, but perfect family home. It just took a toll on me. And we're all exhausted, and if I feel left out, it does trigger me, and I apologize to all of you, because we don't deserve that. But it's been a tough year. Coronavirus, social unrest, changing one mansion for another mansion. It's been tough. It's been
real
tough,
hard.
So I apologize.
And Kyle's like, oh, it's fine. It was just a blip.
Oh, yeah, we're over it. Well, I love all of you. And Crystal, I don't know her well, but I will love her. One day, when she stops being so mean to me, probably. Kathy's
and
like, oh,
I am
will.
Telling you, your Crystal's gonna love me.
So Sutton's like, you know, she keeps going and thanks Rinna for hosting and all of that. And then Rinna's like, you know what, guys? I'm so grateful that this moment in time is so scary, because we've all had moments. We've all worked through stuff. Being able to have a relationship with other women who all forgive me for not doing anything bad to Denise in the first place, but taking the blame for it. So thank you. I've learned so much about myself. It's not always great. It's not always great. But I've learned.
But as the great Laura Josephine Knight once said, sometimes, baby, you just gotta build it. Build that castle. Thank you. Could someone put that on tape for me and send it to my agent? Thank you. Thank you.
I may have lost Denise, but I have gained a barge. So thank you, ladies. Thank you very much.
So she's like, yeah, you know, the stuff I've learned about myself isn't always so great. And Garcelle goes, well, I agree with that. And then they all stare at Garcelle. And she's like, listen, I've had a very rough year of people saying that I'm the worst friend. And I get
yep.
it.
Yep.
I get it. I understand it. And I tried to talk to my husband about it. So let me share a story. Okay, let me share a story that Harry shared with me. Harry had a friend. And Harry went out with his friend. And he had a drink with him. They were having so much fun.
The Rick, you're my friend. You're my friend. Oh, my God. I'll tell you everything. I tell you everything. And then that night, the friend raped somebody. And they're like, what?
Everyone's like, what?
What? And then he went to jail.
That's a twist. You know, she's good for a twist like that. You know, remember the crazy story about her mom? She's like, she went on a date. And then the guy tried to be a serial killer and tried to murder her. You're like, what? So,
yes, and wasn't that discussion about the Supreme Court nominations or something? She's like, well, my mom almost got murdered by a serial killer. You're like, what?
What? So she's like, and all his friends are like, we need you to visit him. We need you to represent him. And he was like, I'm not a real lawyer. I just play well on TV.
And they're like, no, you got to do that. We said, quiet, Blair Underwood. You're crossing the line from being a co-star to being someone who's being inappropriate. And that's when I said, Laura Josephine Knight, you go and you go. Am I lost in the weeds here? Am I telling the same story? I can't tell.
So basically she's saying everyone was telling Harry he was supposed to support the friend and go visit the friend in prison. And Harry's like, I can't do that. And Kyle's like, oh, yeah, because blind loyalty, like, you know, like there's sometimes when you have blind loyalty, but then you have to evaluate the situation. You know, even if somebody's doing their kitchen at the time. And they've just lost their brother. It's like, I love how Kyle and Rinna are both going to make someone's horrid rape situation about how they were bitches in their seasons.
That's why they just couldn't support their friend who said they didn't leak something to Radar Online.
Yes. So Garcelle's like, okay, so the point of your story is that you couldn't blindly believe Denise. And she's like, yes, I could not blindly support that rapist. It's like, how are you gonna compare Denise possibly hooking up with Brandy in a hotel room one time to Harry knowing someone who raped somebody? Like, what the
Visiting a rapist in jail just because they're a friend. Like, it's so wrong. And Garcelle's like, you can't compare that on any level, and that's not a story you should share again. Ever.
So then Erica pipes in with her bullshit. She's like, well, on Lisa's behalf, I think that Lisa had information about Denise that no one else had and still don't, baby.
Like, I sure did. And that's why I'm bringing it up now, even though I could have brought it up all last season. But I'm like a steel trap, okay? I will be there to listen to you. But the secrets that Denise has shared with me, I will take them to my grave, including the fact that she did sleep with Brandy. Oh, I guess I said it. I can't blindly be loyal to those secrets.
What is Rinna saying here? Is she saying that they all think she's a bad friend, but she actually knew a lot more about Denise that she didn't bring on camera, which proves that she is still kind of a good friend? Like, she only kind of screwed over Denise? Or is she saying she was mad at Denise about the Brandy stuff, but she was really mad about all this other stuff that she knew, but she would never say? I can't really tell.
Or maybe
what she's
it could
saying.
Be some bullshit. Like, if I was really going after Denise, I could have gone after her,
that's
but
how
I didn't.
I took it. Yeah, that's how I took it. And also, you're an asshole for even saying that and bringing this up. You know, you bringing up this woman who's off the show. You already ran her off the show. Okay. Now you're bringing her up again and making yourself the victim. No, you suck. And to even bring up these secrets so that people could ask you and you could bring them up later just proves what a shitty fucking friend you are. I'm not buying it. Not buying it, lady.
Yeah, and Garcelle's like, sometimes it's okay to say nothing. So Rinna's like,
well, there were a lot of things I did that I know did not look good, but in a lot of ways, I protected that situation. I took a bullet.
Oh, you brought her on the show in the first place. You were the one who got her on the show in the first place, and everybody knows that. So if you ever did anything, it would be like literally bringing her on the show to take the bullet herself.
Yeah, and Garcelle's like, you were the ringleader. And let's not forget that Garcelle's whole stance was, if Denise is leaving the show, I'm going to leave the show too. But she's still on the show, which has people believe that she was offered a lot of money.
That didn't really happen. They were talking on Instagram Live they were talking somewhere, and Denise was like, well, I mean, I don't even want to go back if you're not going to go back. It's like, yeah, I don't want to go back if you're not going to go back. It was like that kind of thing, not like I'm leaving. Yeah.
Either way, Garcelle looks like she's totally disgusted with the rest of her cast members. She looks like she barely wants to be there.
Yes.
As she should be. Yeah, she's like, you know what? Fuck these women. I tried to be nice with them, and they were so rude to Denise that I'm just going to, you know, insult them, insult their children, and they deserve it. And she's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Rena's like, you know, I get it. I get it. But Garcelle, I was trying to reach her and I just did not do it the right way. You know, there was a little girl who fell down a well when I was a kid and I just wanted to reach her. So I went to the well and I said, little girl, can you hear me? And she would say, yes, Lisa Rena, I can hear you. And then I would throw rocks down and hit her in the head with, you know, I was just trying to reach her. I was just trying to reach her.
And to this day, she now crawls out of people's televisions and kills them. Okay, I can't be blindly loyal to her. I can't.
You know what I could have told people about that little bitch in the well? You know, but I didn't.
But I am up for an audition to play her on a Lifetime movie next week. So let's, fingers crossed. Mama's bringing home a paycheck.
So, yeah, she's like,
I did not go about it the right way.
Well, we can all agree on that.
I'm trying to pretend to be culpable, so I'll just laugh along to that, even though I'm really mad at you right now. Garcelle!
Yeah, so she says, well, I just wanted Denise to be transparent. And she's like, but she didn't want to. And she just wasn't ready to be transparent. She just wasn't ready. Okay, guys, bringing on Brandy Glanville, of all people, to do that. You're like, oh, she just needed to be transparent. Be quiet. Don't make me all mad again over last season, okay? There is no redeeming yourself from last season. So just start over and remember that we all have housewives' memories. If you weren't bringing this shit up every episode and trying to get forgiveness, for which there is none, and for which you haven't really even apologized properly for, you're still not taking responsibility for it. Don't bring it up. We'd all forget about it. Lady? Yeah.
So now downstairs, they all go to the game room and Erica's with Garcelle. And there's like one of these foreshadowing moments where Erica's like, hey, Garcelle, you're looking thin. She's like, oh, well, thanks. I felt like a stuffed sausage last night, which is why I didn't take off my jacket. You know, smoke and mirrors.
Oh, yeah. The whole fucking life is smoke and mirrors, right? Nothing is what it seems in life and you don't know everything about anyone. That's the real truth. But does not pertain to me because I've got a great marriage with Tom. Great, great marriage.
Yeah. So then they go start to play games and Rena is like, oh my God, there's a pool. I'm going to go to the pool. So sad I have to go to the pool myself, but I'm going to do it. Come to the pool. Hey. Come to the pool.
Erica.
Come to the pool.
Come to the pool.
Come to the pool.
Guys, come in. Come on, you big pussies. Come to the pool.
And Garcelle goes, can I make a point right now? This is where you're supposed to just go, okay, and put your hands up. And Rena goes, okay.
Garcelle, you still want to come swimming, Garcelle?
Okay, I'm not going to bother you about coming into the pool. Come watch our show. Come watch our show in a pool. Come watch us do a show in a pool. Come watch us do a show in a pool.
I'm going to be Esther Williams. I'm going to arrange my towel here to look like a little castle. I could be like Lara Josephine Nye. She owns the bay.
So then the other ladies are sitting outside by the fire. And Kathy goes, Doogie, don't get too relaxed, please. Listen, last night Doogie was so relaxed, she was just naked, laid out on her bed like a centerfold. you ever tried to eat chips around that?
She totally fell asleep, and I spent most of the night just trying to create a little pyramid of macaroni on her. Fell over 5 times. Wouldn't stop breathing.
So then Crystal runs into Erica in the hallway, and she's like, you okay? Crystal's like, well, I just had a really alarming day, and I just couldn't take it. I mean, my day was a lot more alarming than I... All right, good night, there. Good night. I don't know who this is or why she's talking to me, but good night, lady. Like, God, poor Crystal. Is anybody going to ask
know.
Her...
I think she said she had a lonely day, but either way, like okay, cool. Well, we're playing Jenga, so. So then Crystal's with Kyle now, and Crystal's like, well, so last night I went to bed at 11:30, and I was in my bathroom and showered and naked, and son just walks in returning my jacket, and I startled and dropped to the ground to hold my body, and she was like, sorry, whatever you're doing in here, and so Crystal was obviously very rattled by this. There sort of sounds to me like there's things that are, I don't know, you know, well, I mean, it's embarrassing just to some people if you're naked and you get walked in on. Like, I would be embarrassed. I don't need people to see my grandfather body. So Crystal was obviously very rattled by this. And she also, she did not like what Sutton said about like whatever you're doing in here, sort of implying that Crystal might be up to something, you know, nefarious or
right. So then we see the clip. So then we see the clip, and Sutton's knocking just like we saw. Are you in there, Chris? Are you in there? Oh, whatever you're doing in here. Because she's probably embarrassed that she sees her in the shower and then leaves, right? So we're like, what is going on with this? What's going on here? So Crystal says, yeah. And then she's acting like I was doing something weird and she just left. And Kyle goes, so you didn't come to dinner for that? And she goes, I mean, I was curled up on the floor in the fetal position. She's like, but I mean, something just doesn't sound right, you know? So
yeah, something sounds like it's like serious, yeah. Like there's some. Weird.
Some trauma not weird, or something. Like, there sounds like there was some trauma yeah. or something in the past, right? So Kyle's like, well, when you spoke on the boat, did you talk about that? And she's like, no, I didn't even think of it, which is really weird. I didn't like think about it till later. So Kyle's telling us, well, this happened 24 hours ago, so why wouldn't she talk about it then or today or on the boat? It's like, what's happening? Because right now, like, just from outside, you're like, well, what the hell are you talking about? She didn't say it that way. Like, she's an asshole, but why are you making Sutton out to do this? But then if you, like, really listen to what she's saying, it sounds like she's trying to say that she's had some kind of a trauma or something. So I'm going to, like, hold off on judgment because I'm
I'm not judging because it sounds like there was – I don't know if it's trauma, but there sounds like something in her personal experience – led this to be a very disturbing experience for her, and I'm not going to make fun of that because
It just seems I'm not sure what it is. I don't know what it is. So Crystal's like, yeah, and I just didn't even want to come down and then trigger her with this tonight because she's always triggered, and I just don't want another night of that. And Kyle's like, well, actually, she was on her best behavior. She was really trying hard to be nice, and Crystal's like, well, it's probably because I wasn't there. So it's like, okay, so Crystal's got this new thing. It's like, ooh, what is it? So in the morning, Kyle and Garcelle are talking about how they're just ready to get the hell home. And Erica's, of course, over there like, I love food. That's me, just normal, average Erica Jane. God, I wish this was Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's how much I just love good damn home poor people food, everybody.
And then I wrote a typo in my notes because Sutton goes to check in on Crystal, but I wrote down Sutton checking in on Sutton. I was like, that actually seems a little bit more realistic. Hi, Sutton. How you doing? I'm good, Sutton. Thanks for asking. You got your roller? Hold on 1 second, Sutton. Got it, Sutton. Okay, Sutton. That's great.
So Sutton goes to Crystal's room and she's trying to do the overly nice tap dancing thing. She's like, well, look at you. You look dolled up. Like, you didn't come to dinner. And you know what? I could have done a better job of including you in that dinner, and I didn't do that. So I'm sorry for that, because I could have done better. She's like, okay, thanks. So I don't know if you remember, but the second night we were here, you came into my room and gave you your coat. You're welcome. That's what girlfriends do.
Good friends. So Crystal starts to really choke up here as she starts relaying this. I mean, I felt really bad. I kind of wanted to hug her because it felt like this was affecting her in a way that seemed like even if it wasn't associated with something deep or traumatic, she was clearly really rattled by it. So she's choking up and she's like, if somebody covers their body and drops to the ground and you said something like, what are you doing over there? She says that she felt her boundaries were crossed and her space was violated. And Sutton's like, you know, Sutton looks kind of like horrified. Like, she does look like she doesn't really know what to do. And she's like, well, it was weird and I did knock. And Crystal says, well, it was so creepy and weird. It sounds like, well, I didn't mean to be creepy and weird. I mean, my thing is just sort of be neurotic and strange. That's my brand, not creepy and weird.
Yeah, she's like, I was just, all I was saying was like, oh, I didn't know what you were doing over there. I mean, you have to think of what she saw when she went in there. She walks in and you're curled up on the floor in the fetal position naked. So she's like,
yeah.
I see that. And I'm like, well, I didn't really know what was going on. I wasn't trying to be a weirdo about it. And Sutton's like, well, I mean, here you are. Someone's knocking on your door. And I mean, I don't know, unless you were raised in a women's prison, you know, what's weird about somebody returning a coat? So Crystal's crying.
Strange
now.
Analogy on her part. I didn't really understand that one. I was like, well, okay. Strange.
So Crystal's like, crying, and she's like, well, I just wanted you to know what happened. We don't need to make a big deal out of it. It's not a big deal. She goes, well, it is a big deal because you're crying. So, like, I want to make the situation better. I don't want to make it worse, you know? And I know that you don't need more friends and all of that, but I am a good friend, and you might get you're going to get flowers tomorrow. You are going to get flowers, okay? I do that. I do that. Do you want to hug it out? She's like, oh, now you hug. She's like, well, of course, I hug now. We're friends. We are friends now.
Poor Crystal has gone. She just looks like mentally exhausted by this vacation with like people she doesn't really know who are walking in on her while she's naked, saying problematic things. She just needs to like get off.
But it's also she's obviously trying to say something because she's told Kyle and Kyle just ignores it. It's like, okay, no one's thinking to say why would someone, because we have to remember that Sutton was also walked in on naked. Right at the beginning of this trip, they walked in on her name. So Sutton's probably thinking of it like, why is that a big deal? But Crystal's told multiple, she's texted them, I can't do it. I've had an alarming day. She said, you know, when she came into my room, I dropped to the floor in the fetal position and held myself. No one asked her what that was about. Now she's telling Sutton, and Sutton's just worried about looking bad. So she doesn't ask. It's like Crystal's like, what the hell? I'm trying to open up about something and not one of you bitches are gonna ask me what's wrong. Not one of you.
Yeah. Instead they're like, it's Fendi Friday. What's Derek gonna wear? Oh, it's Louis Vuitton. It's Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, this was just fucking crazy. I didn't know what was going on. So then we see 4 days later, and it's silence. It's the city. There's no music. Street signs. A car driving by. Jax Taylor with a lawnmower.
And then Hoda and Savannah talking, hello, America. It's election day. There's an election. We have two people who are running for things, but also many other people who are running for things. And there's going to be elections. And a lot of people voted by mail because elections. And Ebony is having a party in New York City, which Ramona's not at. And it's election day. What other news could possibly be here? In fact, if there even is other news, no one's going to hear about it. So it would be a great time for people to release their news that they don't want people to hear about it because we're talking about elections.
Bloop, bloop. So Kyle gets her text, and then Dorit gets her text. They're like, what the hell? And then they put the text up on the screen, and it says,
ladies, I truly consider you my close friends, and this is why I'm reaching out to you to tell you that I filed for divorce this morning. Thank you for supporting me. This will be tough, ladies. America, so then I'm my own best friend. Nobody knows shit about anybody.
It's expensive to get divorced. Da, 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 da.
So, then emergency Kyle, Rinna, Dorit FaceTime. Like, did you have any idea?
No idea. After 22 years, I had no idea. Can you believe it, girls? I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
And she's like, well, this is Erica Jane. I mean, nobody's going to know. This is how she's going to do it. Of course she's going to do it like this. And that's that.
And that was the cliffhanger. That's the cliffhanger. We're going to see how this all unfolds now.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Except that it's not, because we all know.
Yeah, and we all suspect that the women are going to circle the wagons around her and really they're going to do some faux interventions where they'll say, but why weren't you being honest with us? And then Erica will give her response. They'll be like, we have to respect that or not. And you know, the point is this. I guarantee they will not go as hard as at Erica for not being upfront of what was really going on as they were for Denise with the whole thing with Brandy. I guarantee it.
Yeah, of course. That's Beverly Hills for you, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We will be back tomorrow with our bonus episode, so come check that out. And if you don't like that stuff or aren't into that stuff, we will be back Monday with either Family Karma or Top Chef. We don't really know yet. Okay, we're going to decide last second. And that is my prerogative, baby. We love you guys. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan lettuce. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. In the Hizzy with Jay Hizzy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
We're a fan of Michael Lamb.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.